Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God. Will you pray with honorable power while we try to preach the word?
Day to be in church. Isn't it? Appreciate Brother Will and Sister Allison allowing us in their home. And, brethren, today is a new day that the Lord has made. Appreciate the good sermon and I appreciate the good prayer, my brother. You say, Brother Tommy, everybody loves the Lord. Well, I may have to go back to Swainsboro feeling good. But that is an untrue statement. The psalmist said in 10 and 4 of his writings, he said, the wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek God. For God is not in all his thoughts. All his thoughts means none of his thoughts. Today, I got a good subject. Couldn't have any better. Brethren, there are people who think very high of themselves. You understand that? My brother has defined that so well. One of the deacons of Oakland New Church, his wife passed by the bathroom one night and two boys in there supposed to be bathing. But a contention arose. And she just backed up and listened to it. The contention was that everybody sinned. The other one said, no, they don't. Well, you know, you can put some people on the defensive. One of them said, just tell me one person, if you think you can, who doesn't sin. He said, I'll be glad to. Brother Tommy Roundtree. Boy, they learned something since then. Anybody here this week hadn't sinned? Have you? If you have sin, if you think you live without sin this week, you need to stand up and let Brother Will get the sheriff over here to get you some help. But you need it. So, brethren, what a glorious text. I don't want to talk to you about new things. You knew what we was going to say before you came, didn't you? But don't you want to hear it again?
Amen.
We sing these old songs of Zion. I believe they'll be singing in heaven. But I don't believe there'll be preaching going on up there. There'll be no need for it, will there? So today, beloved, what a glorious thought. In Philippians 2 and 12, the text says this, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren," I don't believe this Bible is written to the whole Adamic world, do you? I think it's written to God's people. You couldn't feed a goat a food that a sheep would eat and change him, could you? There are people out here who are trying to do that. My Lord never came to do that. He said, "My sheep, what? Hear my voice." And I believe I've heard that voice in the past. Brethren, I've loved the Lord since a little child. Tried to hide some of this in my memory. A man said on television night before last, he said, "Give Christ a chance to save you." Now, I always heard the individual had the right, the chance system. And he said, "God wants to save you if you'll let him." Well, you know, that doesn't even sound right, does it?
No.
I thought David said, "But our God is in the heavens."
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
There was a fool come through somewhere up here north in 1920 by the name of John Dewey. Y'all remember anything about him? He was an atheist. He said, "There's no God in heaven, there's no soul of man, and there's no moral code to live by." I just started to quote that. David said, "But our God," that's personal, isn't it? "Our, but our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased in heaven, the sea, and all the deep places," brethren. Where were you when he laid the foundation of the world? You ever seen a column supporting the sky? Well, why does it stay up there? The same one that created it, right?
Yeah.
Beloved, today we've got the best. What is the greatest honor you have on earth? Isn't it to worship God?
Amen.
What's the greatest honor going to be in heaven? To praise Him up there?
Yeah.
Brethren, these scriptures here don't have a expiration date on them. They've been around a long time, haven't they? The beloved writer here says, he says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence." Now you listen to this. "Work out your own salvation with" what? "Fear and trembling." Now I know in 1 Timothy over there it says 7, something like that. "For God has not given us the spirit of fear." And yet I learned that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, right? I don't fear Him to stay out of hell today. I praise Him because I'm on my way to heaven.
Amen.
And I don't believe I got an inheritance waiting. I've only inherited $900 in my life. My grandmother left me that. But there's an inheritance, brethren, that is the best to come. Do you understand that? And I'll tell you, to be there, oh, I don't want to be in that place where there's everlasting suffering and punishment. For those on His left hand hear this, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you." Can you imagine the awesome consequences that's awaiting that bunch? But what about we who are on the right, who shall hear this? "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you when you got good enough."
No.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. I just don't want you to go to sleep on me now. I might say something that's not true. "Prepared for you from the foundation of the world, my beloved." It all got started back then. It didn't get started when you got good enough, as Brother Heath has preached so ably today. Now, a little boy, a 5-year-old boy, told me the other day, said, "Mr. Tommy, I have you." I wasn't with him, and I little doubt he told the truth. But he said, "Mr. Tommy, I have used good manners every time, all day today." You can't say that, Will Martin. Neither can I either. Why would a 5-year-old boy be telling me that? Did he want to see some improvement in me? Use good manners every time, all day. That's a pretty good record, isn't it? Beloved, listen today. He said this, "For it, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. I'm telling you, there is an eternal salvation. As in John 17:4, I have glorified thee on the earth.
That's right.
And He said, I have finished.
Yes.
Well, wait a minute, Brother Heath. When something is finished, it doesn't need anything else adding to it. If I build a chair, and I said, now this looks perfect to me, but Brother Will comes along and says, Brother Tommy, if you'll put one brace there to make it stronger. He wasn't finished, was he? I have finished the work which thou hast given me to do. Do you believe that today?
Yes.
Well, wait a minute. Why the Apostle Paul said, work out your own salvation. Someone says there's only one salvation taught in the Word of God. If that's true, we need to close the doors of this church and go home. Because there ain't nothing to it. Do you understand that? I do believe there is an eternal salvation which was worked out over 2,000 years ago. Without the aid and assistance of any preacher or vicar or pope, the church, for by grace alone are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourself. It, the grace and the faith, is the gift of God, not of works. That just man had the picture, doesn't it? Lest any man should boast. Today, brethren, what a glory. This is a three-word sermon. Your own salvation. It belongs to us. And if you're going to enjoy it, you've got to work it out, as our brother has taught so ably this morning. So, you say, I don't know about this time. We'll call it a now salvation. Whatever you want to call
it.
Don't get hung up on little four-letter words. I do believe there is a time or now or whatever. I believe there's two salvations.
Amen.
Thank you. I don't want to come up here and get in a hornet's nest. But if you don't agree with me, I'm going to allow you the right to remain wrong. So, no, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. Brethren, a very practical subject. Work out your own. I'm afraid, brethren, we have a magnifying glass on everybody else. Trying to straighten out them when the problem is right between our ears. That's right. We're too busy trying to work out everybody else's salvation to let ours go neglected, right? Any of y'all guilty of that? Today, brethren, what a glorious thought. Your own salvation. I remember in 1 Corinthians 15:19, I believe it says something like this. If in this life only, that teaches me there's another life, doesn't it? If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. I believe there is another life that'll be far superior to this one. And I believe, brethren, it'll be in that place where I'll be delivered. I've been called everything but a child of God. But I'll tell you up there, I'll be delivered from the presence of sin, from the power of it, and from the penalty of it, and from the guilt of it. And I'll tell you, heaven will be not only beautiful because of the scenery, but it'll be beautiful because of the Savior.
Yes.
And do you want to see Him?
Yes.
I am vitally interested in what is going to happen to me when I die. I don't know if that bothers. I don't fear going. I don't believe I'll fear to die. I thought the book told me long ago that perfect love casteth out all fear. And my Lord has promised me I will never leave thee nor forsake you. Why would I fear to die? My Lord went through death for me, didn't He? And He came out victorious. General Douglas MacArthur one time said this, there can never be a substitute for victory. You think about that. Isn't that true? Well, doesn't 1 Corinthians 15:57 say something like this? But thanks be unto God which giveth us the victory. The victory's already been won, beloved. I believe my Savior took on death, hell, Satan, on the cross and came forth victorious over all of them. My beloved, what a 700 or 800 years before my Lord was ever born into the world. Isaiah, by the way, whose name means salvation of Jehovah. Are you interested in that time today? Isaiah said this, for unto us a child is born. And how did he know that far ahead of the birth of Christ, my brother? It's just like we know Him today. It was revealed unto Him, and it's revealed unto us too, is it not? Sure it is. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulders, and His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Yes. Any lawyers here today? Well, I ain't going to say what I started to. Just let me say this. His counsel is free, right? I'm talking about my Lord. His name shall be called Wonderful. Isn't he wonderful?
Amen.
His name shall be called Wonderful. Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. I've told our people time and time again, trying to live a peaceful life without Christ is like trying to grow a garden without water and sunshine. It can't be done. So, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Beloved, today there's a joy on an old elder brother down home, died with a brain tumor. Here's what he said. If you really want to know the meaning of joy, is Jesus first, others second, and yourself last. Doesn't that describe joy? I was coming from Monroe, North Carolina some time back, and we stopped there to get some gas, and up pulled a car. And the little fella sitting in there, I don't want to make anybody feel bad today, but that little fella got out there, he was so short, he was looking between the steering wheel. And I saw him get out, such a struggle to get out. He pulled out one crutch, then he pulled out another, and for about 40 feet, he made it to the door of that service station. When I walked in there, he told the owner there, he said, charge this to me. And that just crushed my heart, brethren. I said, sir, when that man went out, I said, sir, I want to pay for this man's gas today, and I don't care how much else he owes you, I want to pay it. And I said, don't you dare tell him who even did it. Brethren, Christ has done so much more than that for us. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life. Ain't that wonderful? Why would he die for me? Why? With all his good pleasure, why?
Right. Right.
I didn't obligate him. And brethren, today, what a glorious thought that he would... Brethren, without him, neither worms nor men nor angels would exist. What a glorious Savior. Isaiah said, I'm going to get out of the way. Isaiah said this one time. He said, I, the Holy One of Israel, am your Savior. And beside me, there is none other. If you had 10,000 souls today, who would you want to trust it with more than the one you trust the one you have? You want another Savior? God pity you if you do. So, work out your own salvation. You don't need a 3-page definition of salvation. It only means one or two words. Simple deliverance is one of them. And the other one is safety. Don't we sing that old hymn, Safe in the Arms of Jesus? Isn't that divine truth? Do you feel safe in Him today? You know, until you know Him, you don't want to get in there. But then after He reveals Himself to you, you don't want to get out. That's right. Somebody said, Brother Tommy, I don't believe in that covenant stuff. Well, I feel sorry for you. I believe there is an everlasting covenant, don't y'all?
Yeah.
I think 2 Samuel, I do believe there is a... I believe there were three counselors before the foundation of the world. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I tell you today, they'll do to live with, and they'll do to die with, won't they?
Amen.
Brethren, time is short. I shall soon lay down in death and go the way of all the earth. And somebody said the other day, well, I don't want a tear shed at my grave. Well, I would like to have a few, wouldn't I? Wouldn't y'all? Will somebody miss me? My little grandchildren will miss what I've been giving them, I'll tell you that, if Miss Dottie don't do it. Brethren, the carnal mind is enmity against God. He's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Do you love the Lord this morning? You know where you wouldn't be here if you didn't love Him, would you? I don't believe you would.
Amen.
My, drive all the way up here to see a bunch of old backwoods old Baptists? We didn't gather here to see one of... Oh, Isn't a handshake wonderful? But we've gathered here to see Him who has loved us from all eternity. And the glorious part of it is He'll never stop loving us. Isn't that wonderful? My mind, brethren, listen today. Romans 8 and 14 says this, I believe. He said, 8 and 14. For as many as are led, the Spirit of God always leads unerringly. He ain't going to lead you in a way that's not right. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they what? They are the sons of God.
Amen.
You're already a child of God, beloved. Would you be mad with me today if I told you that everyone will ever see God's face in glory was redeemed on Calvary? He don't have to do it again, does he? And when I die, my brother, I'll never have to do it but one time. That's all my Lord had to die. Didn't Hebrews 10:14 say, for by one offering? Well, wait a minute. Where'd that offering take place? Was it in Gethsemane? There are people who believe that. We can't, thank you. He died for our sins. Where? According to the Scriptures. On the cross, what? Did he finish the job?
Yes.
I shouldn't say a job, the work. Did he finish the work which thou gave? Sure he did. He can only tell the truth. Can he? Can't say, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are already. Now I said I'm going to quit. A man ought not to lie, especially in the pulpit, right? And I'm going to quit. Let me quote this. In 1 John 5 and 1, the text says this. Whosoever believeth. You know the rest of it, don't you? Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. That sounds like the... I said I'm going to quit. I don't have to.